AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you today. Matt Hunter here.
Hello.
Hello, Hunter. Even though it might sound like it, no, my colonoscopy is not until May. We are actually doing some tower work today. You have to, I mean, if you ever look at a radio tower or a cell phone tower, they all have a little light on the top of them. A lot of buildings downtown Minneapolis have lights on top of them too. Some of the larger electrical lines, those really tall ones, they'll have lights on them sometimes. We have to change those out, and so we're working on that right now. And just out of the safety, you know, we might actually, you know, lower the power here and there to prevent any problem from having any problems. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. It's a dangerous business. The guys that climb those towers, man, that is amazing.
I thought it was you.
I'm not doing it.
That's what I've been saying all day.
Yeah, that's me. You find me over at the Mall of America and the Flying Dutchman climbing the structure at the top, ringing the bell. Woo! No way, dude.
In my head, picturing that, it just made sense.
I've done some things where I've gone up like they put up a wind generator. When I was down in Iowa, they had some. That was one of the first states that really embraced wind power, and so I was invited to go up into one of those things, and I did. And I got to the top and figured out these guys have like zero room to maneuver up there as they do maintenance and stuff. No way in the planet. Nope. So, no, we have really actually, there are people that are trained. It's not like I'm, it's not like I'm heading over to Home Depot and getting like a 30 watt and running up there.
Get
no,
some
it's
duct tape.
There you go.
Rope.
These are the purple ones, man. They're like black lights. We'll put these up there. It'll look cool. Yeah, no, we actually, there are people who are trained to do this. And so if you do, okay, and let's just get this out of the way right now. If the power does go down, because I've got some hoots to get to today, if the power does go down, we will have everything up on SoundCloud. We're streaming live no matter what.
Yep.
Will the Facebook stream be going constantly?
It'll be going.
All right. So you're watching us on Facebook, either on the AM 950 radio page or on Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show. That will stay going. The internet stream will stay going. Just the broadcast signal might go down a little bit. It might not, but it might. If it does, if you miss it, SoundCloud will post the entire show a little bit later on, and all you have to do is go to one of the social media pages. I link to it every night. So there you go. 952-946-6205. Who are you picking, Texas Tech or Virginia?
Let's go Virginia.
I'm with you on that. A lot of people are going with the Texas Tech as the kind of the fashionable pick right now. I think when I watched that Michigan State-Texas Tech game on Saturday, the first thing I said to myself was Michigan State's not taking this team seriously. And by the time they got into the second half and Michigan State started taking that game seriously, it was too late. And I think that that's something that's happened with Texas Tech the entire tournament, is that there are teams that just don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
And they're a good team. This is not saying they're not a good team. This is not Loyola Chicago from a few years ago. This is a solid team. They got a lot of good players. And if you do not take them seriously from the get-go, they will burn you, and that's exactly what happened. But I don't think Virginia, once you get to the final game, there is no looking past it. It's one game, and that's it. I think Virginia just is a better team top to bottom. It's close. I'm going to go with Virginia on this one.
Very unique national championship, though.
It is. A lot of people, I mean, a lot of the sports writers are, oh, this is boring. Sorry, sports writers, we didn't do your tournament. God, is
not
there
Duke and Kentucky again?
Why do we have to have these teams I don't care about playing? Well, they won. It doesn't matter. Get the teams I want to see. Is there anything more spoiled? Well, Kurt Dowd, I'll get to that in a little bit. Is there anything more spoiled in sports than the sports writer who's upset that, I wish it was the game I wanted to watch? Yeah, really? Wow. It's amazing what happens when teams actually play to see who goes on in a tournament. I did love the story about, I've never thought about this before. And even when we posted, I never thought about this before. So your team loses on Saturday, and all you're trying to do is get out of town. You do not want to be here for the last...
No fun anymore.
I don't want to be here. This is a horrible place. I hate Minneapolis. I gotta go home. Oh, God, that is funny. I never thought of it that way, but I guess you're right. I mean, you don't want to stick around at that point because you're just sad.
Yeah.
Did you go over to the Mall of America at all? this weekend?
No.
They had a 3-on-3 basketball
tournament. I saw you post that. That looked really cool.
That was a they set a basketball court up in the rotunda of all places. And they were playing, it was a collegiate 3-on-3 tournament, and it was amazing to watch. Those were some very good players. It was like the best of each conference, and they took like 3 or 4 players from each conference, and they played a tournament, and they had round-robin pool play, and then they did round tournament. It was very cool to watch. Some amazing players. Colonial Association was the winner. The Colonial Conference.
Wow.
The Hofstra and stuff like that. They were William and Mary. That was the conference that won it, so... welcome to town. Enjoy the game tonight. All our best. I did guess does bring me up a point. I've had more people challenge me on the cost of the stadium. And as a matter of fact, actually, we did get a nice letter from some guy that worked for Department of Revenue. He said that there are some taxes that are paid by these players that while they're in town here, in the realm of that they have to pay taxes while they're in state earning that money. And so there are some taxes, and he said, you'd be surprised that probably by the end of it, even though most of those people don't live in the state, $200, $250 million over the lifetime of the stadium. The lifetime of the stadium would be generated.
Hmm.
And okay, that's somewhat nice. I want to make sure you understand, though, what I'm talking about when I talk about bang for your buck and return on investment. And it's Matt's Math Corner, and I know people just kind of, oh, God, I don't want to hear. But you'll understand this. I'm going to start off with the brand new Allianz Field. This is where our Minnesota United FC will kick off their season, home opener, first time they're playing on it this Saturday versus New York. Good luck parking. Yeah. You know, you might want to get working on those ramps. You're going to need a few of them, but yeah, take the light rail. That's your best option there. Okay. So you want to understand how I put this out here. Your stadium cost should generate the same amount of local spending. Okay. Does that make sense? That if a stadium costs us $100 million, that at the end, after 20 years of that stadium being in use, we should have generated $100 million worth of sales locally from that team. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at this, the Allianz Field is a little different. There are some tax dollars in there. There's also a lot of private money. That was a different kind of setup they had over there. But I'm just going to go with the general price so you understand what I'm getting at, okay? So Allianz Field is, it was $250 million, okay? $250 million. It seats 1,900 people, okay? 19,400. For 20 years, they play 17 home games a year, it looks like. 17, all right? 17 times 20 years equals 340, all right? Does everyone follow so far? You got that, Hunter?
Yep.
All right. Hunter's my bellwether. If Hunter follows, we're good. All right. So 250 million divided by 340 equals you need to generate in sales per game $735,294 outside of the stadium. Not beer sales inside, not hot dog sales inside, outside the stadium. Divide that by 19,400 equals per person per game. If every game for 20 years is a sellout, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every game for 20 years is a sellout, to equal that amount of money, you need to spend, every individual who's going to that game needs to spend $37 every game. Now, granted, Allianz Field is a different duck. They got a lot of private money that went in to fund that stadium, and it's there. But do you understand how I got to that number?
Yeah.
All right. The Twin Stadium. Let's do the Twin Stadium really quick, and you'll understand why I'm getting at when I get to the Viking Stadium, because it's a very okay. It was the Twin Stadium was $350 million. Okay, they play 81 home games a year. 81 times 20 equals 1620. Is the amount of games they'll play any given season. Not counting postseason, not anything like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Postseason. With the Twins. All right, so the capacity there, and I just rounded it up, it's about 40,000, okay? So what you have to do is then take 350 million, 350,000, divide it by 1620, it's the total amount of games over 20 years, mm-hmm. equals 216,049 Divide that by 40,000 people if it's a sellout every single game, which it will not be, but $5.40.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that for the Twins, because the Twins play 81 games.
Yeah.
And it was actually done fairly cost-effectively. That's actually attainable.
Mm-hmm.
The Twin Stadium is, when I talked about this, and once again, I'm going to put Allianz Field aside because that's a different duck. When you're talking about publicly funded stadiums, the Twin Stadium, Target Field, is actually a pretty damn good investment because you will do this if you just take a quarter of your people. So a quarter of people at any game, 10,000 people spending $20 per game,
yeah.
That's going to do it.
I mean, yeah, and parking and
parking,
all that.
Going to get a drink after the game, maybe grabbing a bite beforehand, maybe taking an Uber there. It does. The Twin Stadium does. So I'll even give you your number. I'll give you your number. I'll give you $1 billion. I won't give you the $2 billion, which I know it costs. I'll just give you your $1 billion. And I have to turn the calculator sideways so I can do the whole number thing here. Yeah. All right. So they play 10 games a year times 20 years. That's 200, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So 200 games. It costs $1 billion. 1, 2, 3. There's $1 billion divided by 200 equals $5 million per game. And then you divide that. Let's go with 68,000, I believe is the capacity of the Viking Stadium.
Yeah, sounds right.
68,000 equals every person who goes to that stadium, and it has to sell out every single time. Good luck. $73.50. $5.40 for the Twins, $73. Every individual who goes to that game has to spend $73 outside of the game. Not in the game, not for beers and hot dogs there, not paying it, parking an official ramp, not buying a sweatshirt at the Vikings Lodge or whatever it is inside the thing. We're talking about dinner out. We're talking about maybe a drink. And if you're drinking $73 worth of booze, well, you know, good luck in detox. seriously, God, that's a lot of money. You know, you're not going to, a cab ride's not going to cost you that. You know, what are you eating at Manny's?
And you ride with people. They each have to spend this.
Each individual has to. So if even if you do a quarter of the stadium, that is four times that is $240. What are you eating at Manny's before you go to the game? No, of course not.
There's not that many spots for everyone to go.
Final Four, Super Bowl. It does generate some of that stuff. But what have we said from the get-go on this? One, if it's a chain restaurant, chain hotel, chain rental car company, that money at the end of the day is not local. It is going back to wherever that corporate headquarters is. All right? You can generate some money off of local taxes geared towards tourism, like rental cars. Very common. Most communities charge the living daylights out of taxes on rental cars. And so you get that. You'll get some money there. And then if they go to a local business, like one of the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurants, you can go there. They're locally owned. That is good. But you're not doing that on a regular. The Vikings play the Packers. You might do some tailgating beforehand, but what does a pack of hot dogs cost?
Mm-hmm.
You're not generating that kind of spending. And you need to have probably one of these major events every year. And no, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get a Final Four and a Super Bowl. You're just not. And I'm, once again, grossly undercutting the cost of the Viking Stadium. The total cost with road placement and with the sewer lines and with electrical and the gas lines and all the stuff that had to be moved and all the roads that had to be redesigned and pedestrian skyways and parks that we needed to build and new light rail stations and all the crud that we had to build to go along with it. It's $2 billion. And at the end of the day, without a doubt in my mind, no one is spending each individual $140, $146 per game outside of that place. Viking Stadium we're taking a bath on it. And if you like the Vikings, fine. You for it, fine. Then shut up when it comes to spending money for schools or roads or healthcare or the environment. Because there is nothing that we can spend, that we kind of get less outside of some TV viewing than a stadium. We educate a kid, we are creating not only an educated workforce, but also creating future tax dollars that we will be able to take. when we, health and human services, we're caring for the needy. We do transportation upgrades, for God's sakes. Or we do environment. We have actual returns on investment there. This, we're trying to catch fog. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Done with Matt's Math Corner. When we come back, we're going to start with the audio cuts of Republicans being jackasses. Drazkowski's up first. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
I'd like to thank over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners for choosing Warner Stellion to be their appliance specialists. Now through April 15th, get our guaranteed lowest price on a KitchenAid or Bosch dishwasher, then save more with trusted free installation. Save hundreds on amazing laundry pairs by Whirlpool, smart refrigerators by Samsung, and beautiful kitchen suites by LG. Save on more brands and get the unmatched services you've come to expect through April 15th during Warner Stellion's Customer Appreciation Sale.
One of the best parts of spring is the annual Easter Brunch Buffet at the Park Tavern. Enjoy Easter ham and herb-crusted beef, eggs benedict, Atlantic cod, a variety of salads, sides, and desserts. Seatings are at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 21st, and reservations are recommended. $20.95 for adults, $14.95 for seniors. Kids are $10.95 and 5 and under are free. And don't forget the hour of free bowling with every reservation. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, and at parktavern.net, a great Easter brunch with family is easy at the Park Tavern.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. We've had some interesting audio come to light in the discussion we've been having about whether or not undocumented workers should be able to get a driver's license and a state ID. All right? And needless to say, the Republicans... I'm definitely going to take the Republicans to task here, because there seems to be just an evil vein in these people, that is undeniable at this point. One of the Democrats of the day we had was from Lakeville. Dr. Elise Mann was a Democrat of the day for us. She is now a representative, Representative Elise Mann. At the beginning of this, I want to point out, this is Steve Drazkowski. Drazkowski is, I think, making fun of the fact that it's not pronounced Alice, it's Elise, because she's from, believe it was Brazil. She's Brazilian. She migrated here. She is now an American citizen and a sitting a Minnesota House rep. But for some reason, Drazkowski asks the speaker for a clarification on how you say man. And I'm not quite sure why he does it, but dude, your name is Drazkowski. Shut up on how you're supposed to pronounce other people's names, Draz. Okay. Here is the audio courtesy of City Pages. Let's play. This is I think we start with Drazkowski, to which then we have an epic smackdown by Representative Elise Mann.
Our speaker, would Representative Mann yield for a question? I hope I got that pronunciation right.
Could you repeat the name that you requested?
Representative Mann, Madam Speaker.
You pulled it off, Representative Drazkowski. She will yield. Representative Drazkowski.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I appreciate your affirmation. Representative Mann, this bill will actually incentivize illegal immigration. You heard Representative Gruenhagen talk about that. We're going to become a super magnet for illegal immigration because we've got these special privileges now for illegal immigrants in Minnesota. In the bill, do you believe that there should be more illegal immigration happening to our state?
Representative Mann.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Representative, so I am going to risk my life, my family's life, my children's life. I'm going to go through the desert. I'm going to put them on a boat. I'm going to do all sorts of crazy things to get them to safety so I can get a driver's license. Said no one ever. Representatives, I am an immigrant. I came to this country 31 years ago from a brown country. And I have been a citizen of this country for the last 20 years. 2 years ago, I went to renew my passport. I have a passport because I am a citizen. And when I got there at the office, they told me I needed to reproduce my naturalization papers from 31 years ago because I, and I quote, am a threat to national security. My three children live here. My husband lives here. I obviously live here. My three brothers, a police officer, a restaurant owner, and a merchant marine live here. My parents live here. And I, when I was told that I needed to come up with that paperwork, I was scared. Luckily, my mother keeps everything. And so the paperwork was pristine, but I didn't actually need it, right? Because I am a citizen and I have a passport, but I needed it on that day. And again, I was scared. And I can only imagine the level of fear that other people have to live with every day. And why? Why do we want people to live in fear? What good does it do you when other people are fearful for their lives and for their well-being? People don't immigrate because it's fun, because they have nothing better to do. They leave everything they know, every person they know, the language they know, the customs they know, they leave all of that behind under very dire circumstances. And all this bill does is that it says that if you end up here, we will have some compassion, and we will allow you to live. We will allow you to take your kids to school and go to work so that you can feed them. And the alternative is what I saw last fall when I went to work in a Syrian refugee camp, and where I saw more human suffering than I have ever imagined. And to this day, it keeps me awake at night. But that's the alternative, is we lock people up in a cage and we tell them, you're illegal. You don't belong here. We're not going to incorporate you into sites. We're going to put you in a cage and you're going to live in fear. And we are going to waste human lives. We're going to waste human potential. For what? So I will be voting green on this bill, and I encourage everyone else to do the same.
Representative Drazkowski.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I don't know that Representative Mann's comments addressed illegal immigration, but
yes, it did.
They talked about she's a legal immigrant. I married a legal immigrant.
Oh yeah,
and
she's happy. Yeah.
The legal immigrants that I know don't sign up for the notion that we provide special privileges for illegal immigrants. People who get budged ahead of in line don't like that.
Okay, done with him. All right, I'm done with Drazkowski. there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, I want to make sure we understand her point at the beginning of that, that no one is coming here for a freaking driver's license. If you didn't read the incredibly scary article in the New York Times this weekend about the women in Honduras leaving because they die at insane rates for just being a woman. And I made this point. You think a wall is going to stop that? You think they're going to get to the southern border and they're going to see a wall and said, well, I might as well go back home and get murdered because there's a wall. No, they're going to go around it, under it, through it, over it. They're going to find some way into the United States. That wall is not going to do squat. And only idiots would think that. When, well, my option is to go home and get killed versus getting into the United States. Dr. Elise Mann, Representative Mann, she basically pointed out that here she is. She's here legally. And just because we live in the age of Trump, in the age of conservative politics, because she's been here and she even has a passport that says she's an American citizen. She walks into an official government business and they basically accuse her of being here illegally. Because you're guilty until proven innocent in this country if your skin is slightly darker than Norwegian. Then she shares this incredible story of working at the Syrian refugee camp, where one of these Trump camps, where they put up a fence and they throw families in there, and they may or may not have ripped their kids away and thrown their kids into some other mysterious place, which their parents will spend the rest of their lives trying to find their own children, courtesy of Donald Trump. Where they're living in the sunshine with not sunshine like partying on a beach, but burning hot sunshine of the desert with no limited food, limited water, and limited hope. But I'm sure Drazkowski and Gruenhagen, they sit there on the sidelines and go, yay, lock them up, yay, and I call me out on it. I would love one of these conservatives to come on out here in this day and age when they need to put forward this extreme far-right angle to appeal to their voters because they love the worst of humanity and the worst of humanity votes Republican. I would love one of them to come on this show and say, no, Matt, I'm not for locking up undocumented people in this country. They're not going to. Because you know what? Down deep inside, they like that. They like that. Yay! Lock them up! Take their kids away! Yay! As we enter into the two most holy weeks of the Christian faith, these people, these fake Christians in Drazkowski and Gruenhagen and the rest of the damn Republicans in this state, they like to sit there and they'll tug on their religion when it's convenient. But my God, there's at least 36 passages in that Bible which says you should welcome in strangers from strange lands. And yet they refuse because their religion becomes inconvenient at that point. This is disgusting. And this is where the Republican Party is at. Treat human beings as second-class citizens that should be locked up and tortured. And it is torture. Don't you dare look at me and say when you rip a child away from their parents and they have no idea where the child is and the government lost them, that that's not torture every single day for those parents. We have a real sick vein in this country and it bleeds red conservative. It is Trump's America. And they applaud and they're happy that they lock these people up. And my God, so someone here who's here, an undocumented worker, illegally, if you so must say, wants to drive. They're going to drive one way or the other. So I'd rather have them get a driver's license so they know how to drive and they can pass a driver's test as opposed to just letting them do it willy-nilly. They need an ID so that they can cash the paycheck they get from when they are cleaning some conservative's house or cleaning some conservative's yards or wiping the butts of some conservative's child. And they need to cash their paycheck at the end of the day. Give them a state ID. I could care less. But this is the America today for these people. They basically are giddy with joy at locking people up in cages just because they don't like them. And if we don't fight back on this and fight back hard now and vote every one of these jackasses out of office, then we are only asking for more of this. Dr. Elise Mann, your speech was brilliant. And you put forward exactly why we should have these driver's license and IDs available to these people. But you can't fix broken. And those people on the right, including Draz himself and Grunhagen and the rest of them, that is their middle name, broken. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Phil in New York, hold on. I'll get your call after the break. And then we get to Kurt Dowd. Strap in, kids. This is going to be fun. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
Art lovers, it's time to celebrate, learn about, and collect local art at the St. Paul Art Crawl, running April 26th to 28th. The Spring St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you will have the chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artists' studios, lofts, and galleries. Up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 34 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for your own. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community too, with free transit passes. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at stpaulartcrawl.org. That's stpaulartcrawl.org.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Let's go. Phil is in New York. Let's get Phil on in here. Phil, thanks for holding. Welcome on in.
Hi, Matt. You know, I've worked with migrant farm workers, so I'm familiar with this whole issue. Yeah, they're such hypocrites. In addition to liking to lock up undocumented people, there's money behind this whole thing. Private prisons love to house undocumented workers because our taxpayer dollars pay for that. Second, I've heard this from many migrant farm workers I've worked with who were unable to get driver's licenses. If they get stopped without a driver's license, they're not deported. All they have to do is pay. Well, all they have to do, they're charged a $1,200 fine, and that money goes right to the county, and they're released. So, once again, this whole illegal immigration is just big business. It's all about the money, Matt.
It is. And, Phil, thank you very much. And you've talked about in rural communities. As a matter of fact, there have been Pioneer Press had a story out, why a group of Minnesota farmers support driver's license for illegal immigrants. You know, if you're out in rural America and you need undocumented workers to come work your fields, you know, they're not exactly living on your property. You need them to be able to legally get to your property. Farmers want this. But the Republicans don't. By the way, eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week is Milda's Cafe. I should mention pasty week this week. Wednesday, Friday for lunches, they got the finished pasties. 1720 Glenwood Avenue in Minneapolis, just east of Penn. Milda's Cafe, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. I did also want to mention, you did see that snow thing we got coming up this week, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. When did we all of a sudden start getting mandatory April blizzards?
Yeah, what is this? I really hate it.
Well,
last year, same thing.
This is really just chafing my caboose at this point. Thanks, Hunter. You know, right now, it is actually downgraded a little bit because two of the models I saw were saying close to 2 feet of snow, heavy, wet snow, too, were going to fall. Now, Wednesday during the day, they're saying it's all going to be rain. The snow is going to start Wednesday night. They're saying possibly by Wednesday morning, 1 to 3 inches. Thursday is the bad one. 5 to 8 inches is the forecast right now. Thursday night, 1 to 3 inches, 1 to 3 inches on Friday as well before it all clears on out. And give you FYI, by Wednesday of next week, we're back to 60. So it's just kind of a one-time little blip in here we're going to get, and it will melt fairly quickly, that's for sure, especially with these longer days. But at worst right now, it looks like, 16, 17 inches is what they're saying at worst. At best, well, 1 to 3, 1, 5, 6, 7, 8 inches. So we're going to get at least a half foot of snow, I'd say, at this point, and up to a foot and a half.
Yeah, it's not as bad as last year how we got that just blizzard,
oh,
but there was no warm-up before it.
That was that I almost got stuck on the ramp from 169 to Cedar Lake Road on that one. That was bad. Yeah, that was as bad as it gets.
So this one's not as bad, but they're still annoying that this happens.
But there's already been a blizzard that's hit Minnesota. Storm Kurt. That's it. Now, okay, we went and ripped on the Republicans in Draz. We've got something special for you kids right now. Grab the kids, get around the radio. We're at low power still right now. We're at low power. You're watching us on Facebook. You're listening to us on the live stream. Tell your friends and neighbors. We'll put this up on SoundCloud a little bit later on. But get the kids around the old Facebook live stream because we've got something magical for you here. This is during another portion of the debate on driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. You're going to hear Kurt Doubt here. You're going to hear points of order brought up by Tina Liebling, the DFLer from Rochester, as well as the Roseville DFLer, Jamie Becker Finn, bringing up a point of order. But what you're really going to hear is just, well, I'll let it speak for itself. Hunter, play the clip.
I want somebody to stand up in this chamber and tell me how an amendment to the amendment can take up three times more of a page.
Yes!
And somehow we find that that's germane, that that's acceptable, and it doesn't violate this rule. At what point are we going to care about what's printed in this book? Is it that you don't want to take a vote on this amendment? Because it sounds like you're actually going to adopt it.
Madam Speaker.
Representative Liebling, for what purpose do you rise?
Madam Speaker, I rise to a point of order. Under Mason Section 124, Subsection 3, it is not allowable to arraign the motives of a member. Madam Speaker, I've been very patient sitting here listening to that happen over and over again, and I am tired of it. And just because a member is angry does not mean that they can violate the rules and arraign the motives of members. Thank you.
Members, as a reminder, under our rules, we must stick to the issue at hand and not bring in personalities or motives into debate. Representative Doubt.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I am shocked that you care about what the rules say, that you will stand up in this chamber and say after what just happened here that it's okay.
Madam Speaker.
Unbelievable.
Representative Becker Finn, for what purpose do you rise?
Point of order under Mason's Rule 120. The language used by members during debate should be temperate, decorous, and respectful.
Oh, manna from heaven. Do it again! Do it again, Maddie Light! Yay! Oh, Kurt, you're having a little bit of a rough day. Do you need a cookie and a drink? Can sit you down here? Do you need us to call your mom to come pick you up? Oh God. Can you play that last part again where after Liebling brings up her point of motion and he comes back just throwing.
Give me 1 second.
He is throwing. This is the minority leader of the House. A guy who put a mute button in when he was speaker to stop people from talking. This is this grown adult having a temper tantrum akin to a four-year-old who didn't get the piece of cake they wanted at a birthday party. This is precious. Can I make this a ringtone, for God's sakes? If I get the chance, I would love to do that. Because, do we have the temper tantrum? Here he is.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I am shocked.
You're shocked.
That you care about what the rules say. That you will stand up in this chamber and say after what just happened here that it's okay.
Madam Speaker.
I wanted the one with frosting.
Point unbelievable.
Representative Becker Finn, for what purpose do you rise?
Point of order.
Oh, God. That's your leader, House Republicans.
He is so obnoxious.
I have had it with you kids, and I'm turning the House of Representatives around and taking you home. Oh, you just are so pathetic. But the true glory of this temper tantrum from Whiny McWhiny Pants, I mean the fourth grader, I mean the biggest jackass I've ever seen, I mean the House Minority Leader, Kurt Dowd. The greatest part is how all of a sudden now he cares about rules. Mm-hmm. Oh, little boo-boo got his pinker hurt. Oh, did you, little fella? Yo, Shinebox. You didn't seem to care about the rules when the Constitution says you have to have bills done by a certain date and you missed that almost every time. You sure didn't care about rules, especially rules about bills getting hearings, because you and Joyce Pepin will jump into a room, I'm guessing with the people that paid you your money, and write bills in the dark of night, throwing 1,000-page bills at Democrats and then saying, vote now! You, Kurt Dowd. How many times did you boldface lie to people? Over and over and over again. You put in the mute button, and for God's sakes, you still have yet to explain your credit card debt payment, sir. You do not care about the rules, Kurt. You have never cared about the rules, Kurt. Doubt you have never cared about the rules. And now all of a sudden you're in the minority. And because the Democrats are doing things in public, you're trying to fight. And by the way, what you also miss in this is he apparently took the rule book and threw it across the House chambers. Because his temper tantrum wasn't enough until he started throwing his toys. This is what the Republicans call leadership. This, a guy who didn't, there wasn't a House rule he wouldn't violate when he was the Speaker of the House. His disdain for the rules was abundant on so many levels when he was Speaker of the House. He didn't give a rat's ass about the rules when he was Speaker of the House. Now all of a sudden claiming he's Mr. By the By. Oh, please, sir. You are the biggest jackass I've ever seen. And I dare you. We'll compare your history of following the rules when you were Speaker versus the current Democrats right here on this show, you freaking coward. Kurt Dowd, I'm calling you a coward. I want you sitting in my studio. I want you defending yourselves. And we'll start with your credit card debt. You want to come after them for following the rules? Well, then you have some serious history to answer for. And don't think for 1 second I wouldn't relish in watching you sit and squirm as you all of a sudden are big, brave man throwing your little temper tantrum. Well, take your toys and go home, Kurt. We'll call your mom, Shinebox. She'll come pick you up by the front stairs. Bye-bye. 952. Get him his nook. 952-946-6. Nook. 952-946-6205. When we come on back, let's play the temper tantrum again, okay? We got it right to come back. Let's play it again. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
The Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul is the perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Offering daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meats, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine on Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy event nights. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list, and bar, you'll be back for more. Gift certificates and private dining room for parties available. Located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. Let me tell you about the best parts of buying a vehicle with Rudy Luther. First, their staff is wonderful, friendly, and always ready to help. Another is the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
I'm Connie Burek, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. On the Awakened Living radio show, we will discuss stress, self-care, fear, happiness, beliefs, communication, joy, pain, trauma, and more. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Oh, dear Lord. And oh, God. You guys in the House, you know, here is part of the problem with the House Republicans. They are, after treating the Democrats, the minority party, as poorly as they have, they have zero respect. They don't. They have this modern Republican theory towards they're the enemy, and you treat them like the enemy. And now that the enemy's in charge, even though the enemy is being much more polite and cordial than they ever were, it infuriates them. It's kind of like when wealthy people in the 1890s started having to deal with workers that were starting to organize against them. How dare you come and talk to us? That's exactly the mentality of these Republicans. When you listen to this discussion, how dare you do this? And it's something Gazelka himself as well, the moderate, easygoing Gazelka. Even he basically did this. So, once again, if you're at home, this is going to be a ringtone for us here. Hunter, when you get a chance here, let's replay once again. This would be the Speaker of the Minnesota House, the former Speaker of the House, the House Minority Leader, Kurt Dowd, having a full-out temper tantrum on the House floor as he goes. We ready for it? Any there? Here we go. Okay, 1 second. He's getting his for us here. He's shuffling through his briefs. you know, I'm not happy about this lateness with this, Hunter. For God's sakes, Hunter, don't you respect the show?
It's a four-hour video I have to scrub
through. You have to you're not respecting the show, Hunter. You're not don't tell me about the rules, Hunter. Hunter, don't tell me about the rules. You're not following the rules. Hunter, how dare you? How dare you, Hunter? All right, were you ready for it now? That's find it there. If it's right on, it's right on the Bluestem Prairie's got it there.
I know, I got it. It's just you have to scrub through it.
Oh God, that is just think about that. What I just did, if you just saw this on camera. That's the House Minority Leader.
Speaker, I am shocked that you care about what the rules say.
Dang it.
That you will stand up in this chamber and say after what just happened here that it's okay.
Madam Speaker.
Unbelievable.
Point of order under Mason.
That sounded better than I ever dreamed. Oh my God. That sounded better than I ever dreamed. Oh God. Kurt Dowd's ranting speech. Can we edit that together and put that on SoundCloud?
Yeah, we can.
On its own number. We're going to do that. We're going to put Kurt Dowd's explosion temper tantrum with the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme, and we'll put it up on SoundCloud for everyone to use. Kids, it is what it is. All right, one last thing I wanted to make sure I point out today. We talked about the Violence Against Women Act and how quite a few Republicans in the 157 Republicans and the unbelievable jackass that's Colin Peterson voted against renewing the Violence Against Women Act. We talked about this on Friday, and it was my chance to really kind of rip on them. It should be pointed out that all three Minnesota House Republicans, Stavdern, Hagedorn, and Emmer, voted along with the NRA over women. That when given the chance of standing up for abused women or standing up for the NRA, they threw the abused women aside and went with the NRA. I'm not a woman, okay? But at this point, how in the hell the same party that doesn't want women to get paid equal rates, doesn't want equal rights for women, especially minority women, doesn't want the Violence Against Women Act renewed because the NRA didn't like the fact that you were trying to stop the violence? How in the world is any woman voting Republican? How? How? They are actively working against you. Actively working against you. It boggles my mind. I don't know. I don't know. We are done for the day. Look for the links on SoundCloud later. Till tomorrow. See ya.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. News flash about my show. It's now an hour long, running from 7 to 8 a.m. every Monday. The longer time slot will allow for interviews of idealists doing important work in the world. LE 2.0 Radio. Listen every Monday from 7.